Strangers on a Train Set. Hello and welcome to this audio introduction to the touring production of Lip Service's Strangers on a Train Set, written and performed by Maggie Fox and Sue Riding, and directed by Lawrence Till. There are three sections of audio information which you can listen to as you please. This first contains information about the set for the play. On another section, you can get to know the characters who will be making an appearance, and on another is the information on the printed programme, including a description of the missing pants and the credits for the show. The performance lasts around 2 hours, including 1 20-minute interval. Much of the action of the play takes place on board a Virgin Pendolino train travelling from Manchester to London in the present day. In the centre of the stage towards the back, 2 floor-length light grey curtains hang either side of an open rectangular space, suggesting a window. Below the curtains, the side of the train is a matching light grey. Up above the window is a wide rectangular projection screen. This is light grey with a matching frame. Here, projections will appear during the show. The screen is about 3 metres in width and 1 metre high. Above the screen is a bar of steel with interlocking sections. At the moment, the screen has a projection on it which is reminiscent of the shape of the interior roof of a train station. Horizontal girders are dissected by diagonal pieces, some of which rise upwards, suggesting a pointed roof. Through and beyond the girders is the blue of the sky. In front of the curtains, the train seats and table are created from suitcases, old-fashioned in style. A large brown suitcase to the left and another brown suitcase, a little smaller, soon to be placed to the right, provide the seats. A more boxy light grey trunk on its side, between them, standing around 1 metre high, serves as the table. To either side of the curtains stand narrow screens hung with grey fabric, which matches the window curtains. Beyond these are larger screens, around 1.5 metres wide, and again covered with the same grey fabric. These screens generally represent the doors of the train carriage, pushed aside like a sliding door, allowing for people to pass through. As each of the characters steps through the doors, they make the sound that is made on a Virgin train, a swishing noise. Occasionally, the larger screen on the left is moved. When it's closer to us, on the left, it represents the toilet door, and when it's placed right in the middle of the stage, it is used for projection. To the far right and left of the stage is a pile of 3 old-fashioned suitcases. A larger one at the bottom, the middle one is smaller, and the smallest is on the top. In the centre, at present, in a spotlight, is a microphone on a stand. Throughout the course of the play, the action takes us to various different locations, and these are mainly indicated through projection, lighting, and sound effects.